back up at N4Y.
Oh boy. It's the Hey Listen podcast, the Sancho Panza to the Hey Listen radio show's Don Quixote. You can find both of them working hand in hand, fighting windmills at our website, capradio.org/heylisten. This week, we resurrect an in-studio performance from Christmas past, or at least from January 2015, anyway. What and or who is this mystery band? Well, here's a hint. You are about to hear them over the next 3 minutes during this week's edition of Sheer Volume. Sheer Volume is the part of the podcast where I nab a handful of new releases to the Hey Listen library, and then I walk out to the hallway, and whichever Cap Radio staffer, colleague, friend, coworker hoves past, I grab them by the collar, I throw them in a studio, play these songs for them, and I get their from-the-hip reactions to music they've never heard. This week's impromptu focus group is a duo that you hear every weekday afternoon on Cap Radio.
I'm Randall White. I am the news anchor for All Things Considered on Capital Public Radio.
And I'm Devin Yamanaka. I'm the local host of All Things Considered.
Walking down the street, walking everywhere to answer me.
The vocal's more Enya-ish. It's like Enya meets The Cure. I like it, though. Are these local bands?
No, this band is not local, but it isn't a local record label.
That's cool.
We can almost say it's local.
Yeah,
it's local. And be proud of that.
It's local-ish.
Sacramento has good taste.
More your speed, Devin.
I don't know, it's kind of agitating to me, but like melodically agitating. You know, and I wanted, like, adrenaline energy.
Like a spin class.
I don't know. You have to be moving forward. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have to actually go someplace for this.
Not necessarily Bikram yoga.
She's got my number. She's got my number. I have to think she's called before.
This reminds me of, like, Ramones, you know, that kind of era.
What I was going to say, yeah. I feel like I should be walking into a room and someone's passed out on a couch and there's like a half-smoked cigarette in an ashtray somewhere.
I sense you've had a more colorful life than you let on. This would not make a good music bed for All Things Considered.
It is good, though, if you want to, like, turn your dinner party up a notch.
That's true.
Just, you know, just post-dessert and...
Sugar rush.
Right. The first couple of notes there was like the Police, do-do-do-a-da-da-da.
This reminds me of the first new track.
Right.
Like it has that same kind of airy, open feel. It almost kind of reminds me of like the Bangles.
This is a band called Tiaras. They're from Sacramento and San Francisco. On the same record label.
As the first one?
As those last two songs.
Oh, as the last? Oh, okay.
This record label really knows how to pick them.
Like I'm taking a car trip to Great America. I don't know. Can people relate to Great America here? I guess. Saturdays, taking a trip to Stinson Beach or something. We would have music like this on.
This is definitely like road trip, but the beginning of the road trip when you just get on the highway and you're like, okay, we're set. We're going to coast for a while.
No one's arguing yet.
Yeah, no one's arguing yet. You're not like, okay, where do I go and which highway am I going? Okay, do I have to exit here? This is like, okay, we're set for a while. Let's turn on something good and like chill out a little bit.
All things fun are on the checklist at this point.
Yes.
You know, nothing bad's happened. No, we haven't run out of gas.
Free and easy.
Yeah.
Randall White and Devin Yamanaka. They are our local All Things Considered team here at Cap Radio. That's their first listen thoughts to the songs Eraser from the band Cruel Summer, All Yours, which is a brand new song that hasn't even been released yet. It's not even out of the maternity ward, from the band Male Gaze. And finally, Life as an Extra by the group Tiaras. Did you know that those songs are actually longer and usually don't have people talking over them? You would if you would but discover music during Hey Listen. It's every Saturday night at 8 on air in Sacramento at 90.9 FM. And you can find a whole backlog of episodes anytime you like at our website, capradio.org/heylisten. Those three bands that Devin and Randall were commenting on during Sheer Volume, they are all on the same record label. It's the one Devin said really knows how to pick 'em. It's called Mount St. Mountain, spelled out in abbreviation, so no vowels. M-T-S-T-M-T-N. That label has been hitting nothing but home runs over the last several years, with releases by Male Gaze, Mall Walk, Landlines, G Green. I'm really looking forward to that Cruel Summer record when it finally comes out. Back in 2015, I'd booked the band Tiaras for an in-studio performance. It aired exactly one time, and it's been more or less lost to the ages until about now. So I'm going to get out of the way and let me from the past, 2 years ago, to take it from here and reintroduce you to the band Tiaras. That was a few seconds of music from the bands Fine Steps, Ganglions, and Blasted Canyons, three groups from Northern California, some of whose members went on to make up my guests today on Capital Public Radio. The band Tiaras is a San Francisco quintet whose self-titled debut is out now on Mount St. Mountain Records. The recording session was easily one of the noisiest Tuesdays ever here at Capital Public Radio. Our walls shook. You could hear the band from all over the building, and it was a ton of fun start to finish. Tiaras even gave us a debut, which you'll hear in a quick minute, so let's get started. Our in-studio performance with Tiaras begins with When You Get Back on Capital Public Radio.
Thank you.
you guys have been together for, what, 3 years now, Ryan?
I'd say about, like...
Closer to two, right?
Yeah, closer to two.
Closer to two.
I mean, I moved back to San Francisco, and I lived with Antonio, and this is before Kyle got here, and we were kind of, like, jamming on stuff, like what, like the earliest Tiara songs that are on the record. But it wasn't until a little later that maybe, like, six months after that, that we, like, actually started practicing together. So, like, 2.5 years,
yeah,
something like that.
Two and a half. Because it took us, like, a year to get the record done and about a year for it to come out.
Yeah.
Know, from start to finish. You
that,
know?
That sounds like it would be... That sounds like you'd have to be particularly patient to do that. Was
it's
it
annoying?
Yeah. We weren't happy about it. But
no, we weren't.
But we're happy it's out now. And so,
what was the reason for the delay? Was it just logistics?
We were
label.
Like, yeah, we were
trying shopping it around.
Yeah,
and talking to some labels, and things didn't work out.
Yeah,
and then we finally Mark asked if we wanted to do it, and we were thrilled because it's really cool. We have friends G Green and that are on the same label. And some other great SF bands like the Mantles and stuff too.
So Mount St. Mountain, what led you guys to sign with that label in particular?
Well, we've known Mark so for a long time, so it was just being able to he's just easy to talk to. You don't feel like, you know, you can talk to him like a friend, like a pal, and he was really upfront, like, and he was also, like, you know, willing to put it out at, like, other people were talking about, like, how it would be way later, like, next year and stuff. And
yeah.
So it ended up taking a lot longer. But those things, they usually do take longer than anyone anticipates.
Anybody that we were talking to, it seemed we were done with it so late in the year that they already, for whatever 2014 releases they had, it wouldn't have came out for another even longer. So, you know, if we're being honest, it was like Mount St. Mountain was one of the only people that we could potentially get it out. And
it could have been 2 years.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Oh
God. Yeah.
And yeah, Mark's, like, great to work with. I was actually scared we weren't punk enough to be on Mount St. Mountain,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, you'd mentioned the sound of TR as being 70s sort of power pop.
It's kind of like 70s power pop.
Did you grow up listening to a lot of that stuff?
Not really, actually. I listen to, you know, Beatles and CCR and Cat Stevens and Fleetwood Mac and stuff. But that's, like, what I grew up on. I was kind of a late bloomer into the whole music thing. And then I started listening to the radio and got into alternative music. So, like, I was kind of a late bloomer.
But when we kind of all started getting together, we were all started listening to Dwight Twilley. And,
yeah, we got turned on to the same kind of late 70s genre power pop stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think it was just...
And it was kind of like I would say, like, Lindsey Buckingham's Trouble, like, that song in particular, like, we couldn't stop, we just, as a band, we were listening to that a lot, like, individually, but more so, like, we'd get in the car on our way to practice or whatever, and we seemed to kind of just be repeating the same, like, Fleetwood Mac Mirage and Dwight Twilley and a bunch of that power pop stuff, Marshall Crenshaw, and so it was like...
This is what we were listening to at the time.
Yeah.
Our sound just kind of came out of just car rides and just being stoked and showing the band, like, just nerding out on songs that everyone would bring to practice. And mm-hmm. we'd listen to in the car.
Adam, Blast Canyons, sounds
yeah.
nothing.
Quite.
At all. Yeah. Like Tiaras. Was that an adjustment that you had to make?
No, because I was always, like, the cheesiest member of Blasted Canyons. I was always kind of the one writing the major key noodly licks, and so no, it wasn't that difficult for me. I always liked the cleaner, like, pop stuff. Canyons was, like, the first band that I was ever in, like, serious band, and it was also, like, the first time I've ever played music like that, and it was great, but it was also it was fun because I had to learn how to do something I've never done before.
Oh, Kyle, you always look like the happiest human being when I see you playing. So ever since I saw Ganglions perform. You know what I'm talking about? Like, just the biggest smile of anybody I've ever, any guitarist I've ever seen.
It's just fun.
Yeah?
Well, especially back then, too. It was really fun. It was like my first band. I was really excited about everything.
Mm-hmm. It's that baby face, too.
He loves to rock.
He loves to rock.
We call that wrestling the anaconda.
Yeah.
his style of guitar playing. It's hard to imitate it on radio, but yeah. Just imagine somebody wrestling an anaconda. That's what he looks like.
That's incredibly apt. Yeah, I guess it is. So, does that surprise you that I would bring that up?
I don't know, in
such a cynical kind of like snarky kind of whatever era that we live in, you just seem so genuine up there. It's very refreshing.
A lot of it too is a lot of the songs are aggressive pop songs. It's just fun to play. When you have fun, you get happy.
Well, I think that can... One of the reasons I wanted to start playing with Kyle is because I saw him live when he was in Fine Steps and Blasted Canyons and them played together. And he just kind of plays the guitar differently.
Everyone comments on Kyle. Everyone who has seen Kyle play says the same thing, you know, a million bands play, and
for some reason he just had this weird style that I've never seen before, and I was kind of just like, I don't know why, but I think I'd mesh well with that guy. And you know, he was kind of like, yeah, well, I'm actually already kind of starting a project with this guy, and I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but that's how this whole bond started. It's like, I was like, hey, what are you doing? You just moved to my neighborhood. And he's like, yeah, we're making demos with this guy that was in Ganglions. And I was like, oh yeah, that, and I always liked
it. That's right, because me and Antonio used to play in Fine Steps, and we played just a few shows with Blasted Canyons.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And it was just kind of happened pretty, we started practicing my garage. But yeah, I always like Kyle's wrestling in the anaconda. He always liked to get up there. He was always...
I've never heard you say that before.
Yes, he has. We say it all the time.
All the time.
So what's been the biggest challenge for Tiaras?
Getting the record out.
I'd say
schedules are in, because you have to work hard to stay in the city.
Yeah. Or to live in the city in general.
Yeah, five of us like trying to schedule practices. When we are together, when we are like jamming, like we're pumping out songs. Like, we have, like, throughout our emails and, like, phone recordings, we have, like, 30 songs that just are sitting there. So we've been practicing the songs on the record because that's what people are going to want to hear now. But we're already excited about getting back to the grind because we already have, you know.
I'd say musically speaking, too, it took about a year to really learn to be comfortable enough to be this, to be like, yeah, you should probably not do that. Yeah. Maybe do a little more of this. Like, learning how to gel without, like, you know, hurting someone's feelings. Like, I don't think that happens anymore. Yeah, especially
it's a bunch of egos.
Yeah.
This band's very democratic, which is great because now, like, there's almost like telepathy at this point. Like, we just know where, when we like jam out like a jam, like, we just know where the other person is going to head.
It's true. I'm going to agree. I'm going to kind of agree.
Which is really cool.
You guys are giggling, but it's like, you know, if we're ever just noodling around, it seems like we know when he's going to hit a cymbal crash and what chord we should probably land on. And if you don't land on it, then it still sounds cool.
And then, yeah. And so we work from that. So we can have a whole bunch of songs that way. And then we go back and we're like, well, let's do something that we wouldn't normally do. Mm-hmm. But we have like stuff to work with. And so that's like the interesting part. Like, these songs are probably going to, like, that we started working on are going to sound completely different when we start go to record them. Mm-hmm. So
also the initial recording phase of the record. We did this thing where we tried to do it on a tape machine, but like the old Tascam, like a cassette
like an
tape
analog?
Machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we worked with like 6 demos on that for a long time before we decided to scrap it, and Antonio recorded it on his laptop, basically. We went digital.
What was the decision to scrap the tape?
It just didn't sound right.
You can't, once you print, it's done kind of on tape. Because there's not individual outs for the tracks, so you're kind of limited after that initial print onto the tape, whereas digital, you can go back and kind of rework things.
That's the biggest comment I hear from people who record to tape specifically, is they like the analog sound. Is that what you guys were going for initially, for something?
Sure.
It is, but we ended up getting something that sounds just as good, if not better, and that was through, we got these tube mics, which kind of give it that warm kind of sound, plus we put it through some really, we borrowed some compressors from Wyman, who's in Freshenol in these, and it made things sound really warm. It sounded exactly how we wanted to, so it's like, how can you complain about that when it sounds just as good, if not better, than you were hoping it would on.
Yeah, Antonio's being a little modest, mixing our own record, especially because he's in the band, he's the engineer, he's recording it all, and then he has to go stay up all night with literally all these people that are micromanaging, being like, yeah, but my guitar's like a little bit not right. Can you just make it better?
Next time, only two guitar overdubs each, that's it. Two guitars each.
Well, this is by that time, your telepathy will have evolved even further. Yeah. So
That was the other thing, too, is that I think we didn't know how to make the sound good going in. So it was a lot, we didn't know what we were supposed to sound like on our record, so a lot of it was like
experimenting.
It was like shaping our sound, but now it'll be easier next time.
That sounds like quite an adventure, also equally terrifying, because you don't know how it's going to come out, and just kind of like, what if it never, like, did that thought ever enter your mind? Like, what if it never comes out?
Yes.
Of course
I get that thought.
We'll be right back.
So what's the next 6 months?
Tour.
Boise, Idaho.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, we're allowed. Oh, yeah, we can announce that we're playing it. We can't say which day or whatever. But yeah, we just got into Tree Fort Music Festival. We're not getting a lot of money to go to Boise. We're doing it for fun. I'm not going to say how much. I'm just going to say we're not getting a lot. I think that's okay.
It's a sick opportunity, though. Yeah. I mean, it's like to be able to play Tree Fort after like our first record just came out.
Cool. Not the only Mount St. Mountain band on that list besides Male Gaze either, right?
No, G Green's playing the same day as we're all. Male Gaze, us, and G Green are all playing on the same day, which I can't say which day that is, but
I won't bother asking.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Is it so Friday?
The emails.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in. I really look forward to hearing what's going to be coming out of the Tierra's camp for a number of more years, and come back again and see us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Good.
Thanks, man.
Boy, time travel sure is fun. Since that in-studio performance and broadcast, Ganglions have reformed. They're popping up here and there for live shows in and around the Bay Area and in Sacramento. I recommend strongly that if you can catch them in person, that you do. As for Male Gaze, that band plays the Red Museum in Sacramento on June 17th, 2017. I will be, or have been, there, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. One thing that remains true across all of space and throughout time is that I sure love you, especially when you tell a friend about the Hey Listen podcast. Share the links, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and if Hey Listen is missing from your favorite podcast depot or wherever, let me know. I will beseech the internet gods here at the radio station for their favor and try to hook that up for next time. And that's it. We'll catch you with the next Hey Listen on Saturday night at 8 o'clock and at capradio.org. Thanks much. See you next time.